I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1244, The Most Influential Person in Your Life. It's a holy habit to make time to think about and give thanks for the people who have influenced your life, with one great, big, gigantic exception. When you think about people who have influenced you, you're likely to have warm hearts and great memories of people like your parents or your teachers or coaches or leaders or friends or family who have touched you and loved you and forgiven you and prayed with you and for you and stood by you and encouraged you all through your life. But none of those people may actually be the most influential person in your life. Do you want to know who is? Listen in. This podcast is called T2G or The Two Greatest because the two greatest commandments are to love God, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love every other child of God, every other person with God's image, which is every other person, like you've been loved. My dear friend and number one Mariner fan and faithful T2G listener, Jeff, sent me a picture of a sign outside a church. The saying on that sign got me thinking about writing this podcast today. The sign reads, "The most influential person in your life is the one you refuse to forgive." Let's let that settle in a moment. Could it be true? Could the person I will not forgive have even more power over me than the positive people who have blessed me? What do you think? Sometimes when the pain is raw, we are so hurt and bullheaded that we say, "I will never forgive you," or "I'll never forgive them for what happened." Extending forgiveness is out of the question at that moment. No way, not going to happen ever. And when we go down that road, we don't realize how damaging it is to us. Look, even if they don't deserve forgiveness, and even if they deserve to rot in the hottest hell for what they did, there are still really good reasons that you ought to forgive anyway. Seattle Christian Counseling put it this way: forgiveness is an act of the will, a personal choice. That's about letting your negative feelings toward the person who wronged you go. It's about letting go of the desire to have revenge or to see them suffer for what they did. It relinquishes any real estate that person may have in your mind. You can release the hold your negative feelings and thoughts about them have on your heart and mind. For that reason and several others, forgiveness is more for and about you than it is about the other person. Forgiveness doesn't mean the long arm of the law should be drawn back and no legal consequences should be experienced. Forgiveness has little to do with the justice system, as those wheels can continue turning even after you've forgiven the perpetrator. Also, forgiveness isn't about reconciling with someone. Forgiveness doesn't necessarily imply that how you relate to the person will go back to normal. In a situation where someone has deeply breached your trust, forgiving them doesn't mean you reset the board and go back to disclosing sensitive personal information to them again. You can forgive someone and not trust or believe in them again. Lastly, when you forgive someone, you're not saying that what they did was okay. There would be nothing to forgive if what they did was okay. Okay, that's well put. And now that we're clear about that, why should you forgive? Unforgiveness affects your relationship with God. Read that in 1 John 4:20 and 21 and what Jesus said in Matthew 6:14 and 15. Unforgiveness poisons your relationship with those you love. Unforgiveness affects your health. Unforgiveness is linked to higher incidence of stress and heart disease and high blood pressure, lowered immune response, anxiety, depression, and other heart and health-related issues, according to a Johns Hopkins study. Broken relationships deeply affect us, especially when bitterness sets in. Here are Paul's words to the Ephesians: "Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God in Christ forgave you." Here's the great question: is there anyone you haven't fully forgiven who is having influences in your life in ways that you weren't even aware? Let's pray. Father, you have forgiven us and we didn't deserve it and don't deserve it. Make us willing to be willing to be willing to be willing to forgive. Lord, we don't want that person to hurt us or have undue influence in our lives. So we choose to forgive and we set ourselves free. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1245. And in the meantime, a little bit more from Seattle Christian Counseling. Unforgiveness and our pain can wrap us into people we don't recognize. It might make us a little meaner, a little less open to others, a little more cynical or jaded. Once bitterness takes root in our lives, it can wreak untold damage to our perception of the world and others. And do you know why that's true, podcast family? It's true because the most influential person in your life is the person you refuse to forgive.